The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, second chapter, text number 9, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 16, 1973, in London, England.
Translation. Sanjaya said, having spoken thus, Arjuna, chastiser of enemies, told Krishna, Govinda, I shall not fight, and fell silent.
In the previous verse, Arjuna said that there is no profit in this fighting because the other side, they are all my relatives, kinsmen. By killing them, even if I become victorious, so what is the value? That we have explained, that such kind of renouncement sometimes takes place in ignorance. Actually, it is not very much intelligently placed. So in this way, Evamukta saying that so there is no profit in fighting, Evamukta saying this, Rishikesha, he is speaking to the master of the senses. And in previous verse he has said, Shishraste aham prapanyam, I am your surrender. So, Krishna becomes Guru and Arjuna becomes the disciple. Formally they are talking as friends, but friendly talking cannot decide any serious question. When there is some serious matter, it must be spoken between authorities. So, Rishikesham, as several times explained, Rishik means the senses, and Isha means the master. Rishika Isha, the joint together, Rishikesh. Similarly, Arjuna also, Guruka Isha. Guruka means darkness. And Isha. Darkness means ignorance. Ajnana pingirandhasya jnananyana salataya chakshu militam jino tasmai sri gurarino. Guru's duty is, his shishya, his disciple, comes to the Guru for enlightenment. Everyone is born foolish. Everyone, even human being, because they are coming from the animal kingdom by evolution. So, the birth is the same, ignorance, like animal. Therefore, even though one is human being, he requires education. The animal cannot take education, but a human being can take education. Therefore, Shastra says, Nayana deha deha bhajan niloki kastan kaman arhati virujan. I have several times recited this verse. And now, in the lower than human being condition, we have to work very hard simply for four necessities of life, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Sense gratification. Main objective is sense gratification. Therefore, everyone has to work very hard. But in the human form of life, Krishna gives us so much facilities intelligence, we can make our standard of living very comfortable, but with the purpose of attaining perfection in Krishna consciousness. You live comfortably, that's all right, but don't live like animals, simply increasing sense. The human effort is going on. How to live comfortably? But they want to live comfortably for sense gains. That is the mistake of the modern civilization. The Bhagavad Gita has said, yes, you must eat, you must sleep, you must satisfy your senses, you must arrange for defense as much as possible, not to divert attention too much. We have to eat yuktahara, that's a fact, but not uttyahara. Rupa Goswami has advised in his Upadeshamrita, uttyahara prayasasta prajalpa niyamagraha lulam janasangasta saravi bhakti pranasati. If you want to advance in spiritual consciousness, because that is the only objective of life, then you should not eat more uttyahara or collect more uttyahara prayasasta prajalpa niyamagraha. That is our philosophy. The other day in Paris, one press reporter came to me, the socialist press. So I informed him that our philosophy is that everything belongs to God. Krishna said, what is that? Bhoktaram jagdavasam sarvaloka maheswaram. I am the enjoyer. Bhokta. Bhokta means enjoyer. Oh, bhoktaram jagdavasam. Just like this body is working. The body, whole body is working, everyone's, to enjoy life. But where from the enjoyment begins? The enjoyment begins from the stomach. You have to give sufficient nice food stuff to the stomach. If there is sufficient energy, you can digest. If sufficient energy, then all other senses become strong. Then you can enjoy senses. Otherwise, not possible. You cannot digest. Just like we are now, old man, we cannot digest. There is no question of sense enjoyment. So sense enjoyment begins from the stomach. The luxuriant growth of the tree begins from the root. If there is sufficient water, therefore the trees are called padapa. They drink water from the legs, the roots, not from the heads. It's like wheat from the head. So there are different arrangements. As we can eat from the mouth, the trees can eat from their legs. But one must eat. Aharam idra bhayamatam. Eating is there. Either you eat through your legs or your mouth or your hands. But so far Krishna is concerned, he can eat from anywhere. He can eat from hands, from legs, from eyes, from ears, anywhere. Because he is complete spiritual. There is no difference between his heads and legs and ears and eyes. That is stated in the Brahma Samhita. Angani jasa sakalindriya vritti manti prasyanti pahanti kalayanti chiram jaganti ananda chinmaya sadu jala vigrahasya govindamadi kritam tamam. As in this body, our sense enjoyment should begin from the stomach. Similarly, as the tree begins developing luxuriantly from the root, similarly, Krishna is the origin of everything, janmadrasya jagah, root. So without Krishna consciousness, without pleasing Krishna, he cannot be happy. This is the Krishna. Therefore, how Krishna will be pleased? Krishna will be pleased that we are all Krishna's son, God's son. Everything Krishna's property. These are facts. Now, we can enjoy taking prasadam of Krishna because he is the provider, bhukta, enjoyer. So everything should be given first to Krishna and then you take the prasadam. That will make you happy. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhunyante te abham papam je pachyanti atmakarana. Those who are cooking for eating themselves, they are simply eating sins. Bhunyante te abham papam je pachyanti jagyate karmanatra lokayakaram. Everything should be done for Krishna. Even you are eating anything. All sense enjoyment. You can enjoy, but after Krishna is enjoyed, then you can. Therefore Krishna's name is Rishikesh. He is the master. Master of the senses. You cannot enjoy your senses independently. That is servant. Servant cannot enjoy. That is cooking very, very nice food stuff in the kitchen, but he cannot eat in the beginning. That is not fair. Then you will be dismissed. The master first of all must take and then they can eat all the nice food stuff. So, Krishna is the master of the senses. The whole world is struggling for sense gratification. Here is the simple philosophy, truth, that first of all let enjoy, let Krishna enjoy. He is the master. And then he enjoy. Tena tattena bhunjita riso manasya. Everything belongs to Krishna. Ishavasam vidam sarvam. Everything belongs to Krishna. This is the mistake. Everything belongs to Krishna, but we are thinking everything belongs to me. This is illusion. Aham mameti. Aham mameti. Janasya mohoyam. Aham mameti. This is illusion. Everyone is thinking, I have this body, and everything whatever we find in this world, that is to be enjoyed by me. This is the mistake of civilization. The knowledge is everything belongs to God. I can take only whatever He gives me kindly. Tena tattena punjita. This is not Vaishnava philosophy. This is the fact. Nobody is proprietor. Ishavasam. Krishna says, I am the proprietor. Sarvalupa Maheshwaram. Mahaisharam. Maha means great. We can claim Isharam, controller. But Krishna is described as Mahaisharam, controller of the controller. That is Krishna. Nobody is independently controller. So, therefore Krishna is described, Rishikesha, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. And Bhakti means to serve Rishikesh by the Rishik. Rishik means senses. Krishna is the master of the senses, and therefore, whatever senses I have got, then master is Krishna, proprietor is Krishna. So when our senses are engaged in the satisfaction of the master of the senses, that is called bhakti. This is the definition of bhakti, devotion of self. And when the senses are engaged for sense gratification, not for the master, that is called kama. Kama and prema. Prema means to love Krishna and do everything for satisfaction of Krishna. That is prema, love. And kama means everything done for the satisfaction of my senses. This is the difference. The sense is the medium. Either you do it, satisfy your senses, or you satisfy Krishna's senses. But when you satisfy Krishna's senses, you become perfect. And when you satisfy your senses, you become imperfect, illusion. Because you cannot satisfy your senses. That is not possible without Krishna. Rishikena Rishikesha Sivanam Bhakti Uttam. Therefore, one has to purify the senses. At the present moment, everyone is trying to satisfy his senses. Aham Mameti Janasya Mohoyam Hum Sang Sriyami Kuni Bhavameta. The whole material world is that there are two living entities, male and female. The male is trying also satisfy his senses, and the female is also trying to satisfy her senses. Here the so-called love means there is no love. It cannot be. Because the man and woman, nobody is trying to satisfy the other party's senses. Everyone is trying to satisfy his or her senses. A woman is loving a man for satisfying her senses, and the man is loving the woman for satisfying. Therefore, as soon as there is some little disturbance in the sense gratification, divorce. I don't want it. Because the central point is personal sense gratification. But we can make a picture, so what? Oh, I love you so much, I love you. There is no love. It is all karma, lust. In the material world, there cannot be possibility of love. It is not possible. The so-called cheating. Cheating only. I love you. I love you because you are beautiful, it is satisfying my senses. Because you are young, it is satisfying my senses. This is the word. Material world means this. The whole basic principle of this material world is sense gratification. Janamaitunadi grihamedi sukham mituccham kanduanena karayo divadukha dukham. This material world, so-called love, society, friendship, love, everything is depending on that sense gratification. Maitunadi, beginning from sex. Janamaitunadi grihamedi sukham mituccham. So, when one becomes free from this maitunadi sukham, he is liberated. He is liberated. Swami, Goshnam. So long one is attached to this maitunadi, sex impulse, he is neither Swami nor Goshnam. Swami means when one becomes master of the senses. As Krishna is the master of senses, so when one becomes Krishna conscious, he becomes master of the senses. It is not that senses should be stopped. No, it should be controlled. When I require, I shall use it. Otherwise, that is master of senses. I shall not act impelled by the senses. self has to act under my direction. There is some. Therefore, Arjuna is called Gula Krishna. His master, he is also finally light. He is not a coward, but he is compassionate because he is devotee. Because he is devotee of Krishna, anyone who becomes a devotee of Krishna, all the good qualities manifest in his body. Jashyasi bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai tatra samasati sura. All godly qualities. So, Arjuna is also, otherwise how he can become intimate friend of Krishna unless at the same position? Friendship becomes very strong when both the friends on equal level, same age, same education, same prestige, same beauty, the more similarity of position, then the friendship is strong. So Arjuna is also on the same level of Krishna. Just like if somebody becomes a friend of the president, friend of the king or queen, he is not ordinary man. He must be of the same position. Just like the Goswamis. The Goswamis, when they give up their family life, it is described by Srinivasa Acharya. Tatya churnam asesa mandalapati sanim sada tucha. Mandalapati, big leaders, mandalapati, big leaders, jamindars, big man, who is minister, who can become his friend, unless he is also a very big man. So, Rupa Goswami gave up their company. As soon as Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami became acquainted with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately they decided that we shall retire from this ministership and join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to help him, to serve him, not to help him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't require any answer. But if we try to associate and try to serve him, then our life becomes successful. That's why Krishna says, Krishna came to preach Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadharman parityajyamamekam sangham. That was his mission. That these rascals have become a servant of so many things. Society, friendship, love, religion, these, that, so many things. Nationality, community. So these rascals should stop all this nonsense business. Sarvadharman parityajyam. Give up all this nonsense. Simply just become surrendered to me. This is the reason. Otherwise, how Krishna is advising that sarva-dharmān parityajya, to give up all religious system. He came dharma-samasthāpunārthāya. He came to re-establish the principles of religion. Now he says sarva-dharmān parityajya, give up all. That means anything without Krishna consciousness, without God consciousness, they are all cheating religion. They are not religion. Religion means dharman tu sāsāt bhagavat pranītam. The order of the supreme law. If you do not know who is the supreme law, if you do not know what is the order of the supreme law, then where is religion? That is our religion. That may go on in the name of religion, but there is cheating. So, the Bhagavad Gita ends sarva-dharmān parityajyamānitam saraṁ bhaja. And Bhagavad begins from that point. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is a preliminary study of Śrīmad Bhāgavata. Bhagavad begins dharma prajjita paitavatra. Now, in this Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, all cheating type of religions are rejected. Rojjita. So there is link. Real religion means to love God. That is real religion. That Bhagavad says, Savai Pumsan Paro Dharma, Jato Bhakti Vadho Khaji. That is first class religion. It doesn't mean that you follow this religion or that religion. You may follow any religion, it doesn't matter. Either Hindu religion or Christian religion or Mahavadian religion, anything is that. But we have to test, just like a student who has passed any examination. Nobody inquires from which college you have passed your examination. You have passed an examination, that's all. Then we are concerned whether you are graduate, postgraduate, that's all. Nobody inquires from which college, from which country, from which religion you have passed your examination. No. Similarly, if nobody should inquire to which religion you belong. One must see whether he has learned this art, how to love God. That's all. That is it. Because here is religious. Sarva dharma an parityajya mam ekam saranam. This is religion. Bhagavad said, dharma prajjita paitava atra, all not cheating type of religion, is kicked out from this Bhagavatam. Only nirmasana. Those who are not envious of God. Why shall I love God? Why shall I worship God? Why shall I accept God? They are all demons. For them only, Srimad Bhagavatam. For them, those who are actually serious to love. Jinatma samprasidati. So, real success of life is that when you learn how to love God, then your heart will be satisfied. Jangalam dha chaparam lavang mannate naditam taka. If you get Krishna or God, Krishna means God. If you have got another name of God, that is also accepted. But God, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Person, when you have got this, because we are loving somebody, the loving propensity is there in everyone. But it is misdirected. Therefore, Krishna said, kick out all these loving objects. Try to love me. Sarva dharma an parityajya mam ekam. In this way, your loving will never be able to satisfy. Jinatma samprasida. If you want real satisfaction, then you must love Krishna or God. That is the whole philosophy, very clear. Any philosophy, you can. Because after all, you want satisfaction of yourself, full satisfaction of your mind. That can you only achieve when you love God. Therefore, that religion is first class, which teaches, which trains the candidates how to love God. That is first class. Savai pumsan paro dharma jato. And that love now is the motive. That's why here in this material world, I love you, love me. The background is some motive. Ahituki aprutita, ahituki. No motive. Andavilasita sunlam. All other desires making jiva. Jiva. That will be taught in the Bhagavad Gita.